ladies and gentlemen, the Apollo Theater continues our legendary talent contest with the delicious, the delectable, the defiant Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls es un musical de Broadway escrito por Tom Eyen con música de Henry Krieger. La trama está basada en la historia de diversos grupos de rhythm and blues de los 60 como The Supremes, James Brown o Jackie Wilson, y a la vez es trágico negocio que se formó en torno a estas superestrellas que facturaban millones en apenas unos minutos. El musical se estrenó en 1981 y ganó 6 premios Tony. Más tarde, en 2006, se hizo una película basada en el musical. Pero nosotros aquí en este programa vamos a escuchar el casting original de Broadway, con las voces de Jennifer Holliday, Cheryl Lee Ralph y Loretta Devine. El primer acto nos lleva a 1962. The Dreamettes, un grupo juvenil de chicas de Chicago, participan en una conocida competición de talento en el Apollo Theater de Harlem. Es un grupo femenino con 3 cantantes, la líder Effie White y sus mejores amigas Dinah Jones y Laurel Robinson. Salen al escenario y cantan una canción compuesta por el hermano de Effie, CeCe. Al término de la actuación, Curtis Taylor, un vendedor de coches usados, se convierte en el manager de las chicas. Curtis convence a James Thunder Early, un cantante, para colocar a las chicas como coro de su banda. La primera actuación de Jimmy Early y The Dreamettes resulta todo un éxito.
13 years of solid gold platters. Rising cost and cocktail chatter. Fat DJs, stereophonic sound. Oh, baby, the game of hits goes around and around. But you can fake your way to the top. Round and around.
Try that part, baby.
Round and around.
Fake your way.
Hey. You fit right in there, sweetheart.
You can fake your way to the top.
Yeah,
I knew you'd have it.
And it's always real, so real.
Always so real.
Yeah, when you're coming down.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wildest man in show business, Dave Thunder Holliday.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
A back up, back up.
pero Jimmy Early necesita nuevo material. Curtis lo convence para orientar su carrera hacia el pop. C.C., el hermano de Effie, compone un temazo, Cadillac Car, que comienza a subir poco a poco en las listas de éxito, hasta que una banda de cantantes blancos la versionan y se llevan todo el éxito.
Big, as in large, as in huge, as in mine is better than yours. Now once upon a time the Cadillac car represented the highest classes in America, the pure unstained wasp. They never worried about the cost, no. Then the Cadillac car was bought by the rising Jews to show they were just as good and part of the scheme. Now we got the Cadillac taken over by our Negro brother to prove he too belongs in the American dream. Look, I'm trying to tell you.
You better hurry up, baby.
I'm trying to tell you thus. If the big white man can make us think we need his Cadillac to make us feel as good as him, we can make him think he needs our music to make him feel as good as us.
We'll make him feel as good as us.
But it's not as easy as it may sound. You got to get a smoother sound.
A pesar de esto, C.C., Curtis y Jimmy Early se aseguran de que su próximo single se pondrá en todas las radios antes de que alguien la versione. Su siguiente canción resulta también un éxito comercial, pero las cosas dentro de la banda comienzan a complicarse. Jimmy, que es un hombre casado, tiene una aventura con Laurel, una de las coristas, y Effie comienza a no estar segura de la gestión de Curtis.
Step into the bedside.
The smile I had is gone away.
Those that steal are gonna pay.
change our tone. The songs we sing are all
step into the bad side.
To the bad side.
Tennessee. She's the best girl I ever knew. If it wasn't for him, she'd still be true. I've always been a good man, it's been said. That man, he wished he were dead. Men like him make good men mad. And today I'm gonna be bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bueno, Curtis finalmente toma el mando absoluto en la carrera de Jimmy Early y también en la de las chicas. Por un lado, quiere convertir a Jimmy en un cantante melódico, típico norteamericano, y por el otro, quiere que las chicas tengan su propia banda. Para empezar, les cambia el nombre, nada de Dreamettes, las rebautiza como The Dreams. Además de cambiar el nombre, cambia su estética y también su estilo musical por completo. Aunque el cambio más importante es situar a Dina como cantante principal en lugar de Effie. Solo su hermano Sissy es capaz de convencerla para que no abandone la banda.
What about what I need?
Curtis says it's the best thing for the group.
What about what's best for me?
He feels the dreams can cross over.
What about how I feel?
But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me.
What about me? What about me?
It's more than you. It is more than me. No matter what we are a family. This dream is for all of us. This one can be real. And you can't stop us now because of how you feel. It's more. It is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family. We're not alone anymore. Now there are others there. And that dream's big enough for all of us to share. So don't think you're going, you're not going anywhere. You're staying and taking your share. And if you get afraid again, I'll be there. We are a family, like a giant tree, branching out toward the sky. We are a family, we are so much more than just you and I. We are a family, like a giant tree, growing stronger, growing wiser.
The Dreams hace su aparición por primera vez en Cleveland y arrasa con su primer single, Dream Girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's new recording stars, The Dreams!
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. May your dream girls, boys, will make you happy. Yeah, will your dream.
Después de la conferencia de prensa, Curtis le dice a Dina que este es solo el principio de una brillante carrera. «Voy a hacer que seas la mujer más famosa de la historia», le dice. Pero Effie está terriblemente molesta por haber pasado a un segundo plano. Durante los siguientes años, los éxitos no paran de sucederse, y mientras Effie cree que Curtis y Dina mantienen un romance, y solo Laurel, la tercera de las tres chicas coristas, intenta poner un poco de paz en la banda. Bueno, dejamos aquí en suspense lo que pasará con esta banda. La semana que viene veremos el desenlace de Dreamgirls. Aquí les esperamos.
And I couldn't have done it alone. We thank you.
Dina, it's only the beginning, only the beginning. I'm gonna make you the most famous woman who's ever lived. It's gonna be you, gonna be you. Face will be everywhere. Your smile will be everywhere.